Hello, our lovely, loyal listeners. It is I, Greta Titelman, sitting here with my two beautiful bestie baby girls. Ladies, say hello.
Hey.
Tell the people what your name is.
Oh, it's Jilly Hendricks. If you can't tell by my sultry, slightly deep, monotone, sexy voice.
Hi, guys. It's Lo.
I want Lo and Jilly to both talk. Lo can talk like a man, and Jilly can talk like a sexy phone operator.
The whole episode?
The whole episode.
Hey, okay. It's me.
Well, we are joined.
I don't know if that's sexy, though.
I think it's sexy.
I'll talk like a man the whole episode.
I also think that's sexy, you guys. I think that you guys are sexy no matter what, because you're powerful women.
That's weird.
Today we are joined by... how do I even begin? She is...
Jewish. That's how you begin. That's how it all starts.
She is quite possibly one of the funniest girls I know and the world knows, seeing as she was on or is show Funny Girls.
That's a great was is canceled question mark. No.
She might be. We don't know. We've never met her before today.
You have canceled show. Seen her on Funny Girls. You've seen her on the Meredith Vieira show. You've seen her on Gotham City Live.
YouTube.
You've seen her on YouTube.
On the streets of New York.
You've seen her on the streets of New York and in LA.
You might see in the car seen her on a dating app.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But you guys, I'm so happy to introduce our guest today, Esther Steinberg.
Hey! Hey!
What's up, everybody?
I'm just going with the low voice theme.
I'm just happy that you're here because you're like such a little ball of energy that I can't wait to have on the show.
I know.
So now we're doing it.
I dig it.
Me too.
We have a great topic today. I think that everybody listening can relate to this topic.
What is the topic?
Yeah, tell us, Lo.
Today, we're talking about bad boys.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I guess what actually makes up a bad boy? Is it that they're a mean person or that they're bad for you?
They're dicks. They're motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Or that... You know, what are the qualities that most bad boys have?
Esther?
Well, I can answer this. I've dated a very healthy amount of, I don't know how to call them. I guess they are bad boys, but they go into like different categories. DJ / drug dealer / obese, just any kind of realm like
extremity?
Disrespecting you.
Obese?
I think so. No, it just, I think that it all ties into each other. It ties into like, they don't care about themselves and they're just like, whatever. And then they don't care about you and it's like, whatever. But then somehow in their weird messed up mind of like not caring about anything and just like selling drugs and being a badass, they like treat you like dirt and then you become like flies to like the light of their horribleness.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I
feel that. It becomes addicting liking a bad boy.
Yeah.
Well, I think that there's kind of like the self-loathing that comes with, you know, liking someone that's bad for you, because afterwards you're like, oh, why doesn't he like me? And you indulge in those kind of thoughts and feelings. So I think that's kind of where you can get stuck and then keep going back and back for more.
Let's just say that I think that bad boys, for the most part, are totally emotionally stunted. And that's why it's really difficult to have relationships with them.
But also, there's something so fun about fucking around with a bad boy.
Duh. Ooh, that's a good one, though. Emotionally unavailable. I've dated, like, a ton of addicts. Like, anyone in AA. They're all sober. Or, like, messed up in, like, a weird way. And I'm just like, yes!
Right? I think emotionally sober. Unavailable is the worst.
But emotionally unavailable doesn't mean they're a bad boy. It just means that they're bad for you because they're not available.
Same thing, motherfucker.
It's kind of confusing because I feel like I'm dating someone right now who's a bad boy, but he...
is emotionally available to you.
But he is. But he was, like, a shithole to, like, a bunch of girls. And I'm like... I can't believe the amount of girls that you have mistreated. And now when he doesn't like give me like the part of the covers I want or turn off the air when I'm cold, I'm like, you're disrespectful. And I get to like yell at him about like the most disgusting things of just like, you don't know what I'm going through. And then he's just like at my every... No, it's nice. It's nice to get a bad boy to like turn for you. But
I do think that bad boys... Can change.
They can.
I think bad boys can change.
I feel like we're talking about a Backstreet Boy character.
I was a bad girl.
Yeah.
You were a bad girl.
I was
girl.
A bad girl. I was in a clique in middle school called Bad Girls for Life. That's not a joke. It was the name of my clique. It lasted for thrice years. Originated in Tampa, Florida. Also ended in Tampa. It was a big middle school
clique. So
why
did your clique end?
Well, me and my friend Lane went to high school somewhere else. We both went to like different schools and they stayed at like the prep school.
Got it.
It was really intense. We were really clicking every day. The teachers were like, we all need to have like a friendship meeting and talk about cliques. And it was like, you're never gonna break us up. And they never did.
I was bad like, girls club.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? I was so
you're
pissed.
Like, actually, Bad Girls Club, the show, was based off of our middle school clique.
Just you know, oxygen, another oxygen plug.
Yeah, there you go.
At our high school, do you remember the girls a year below? I won't name any names, but you remember they were the six-pack whores?
No.
Whoa, that's a crazy
I don't remember this
name.
At all.
I do. They liked to drink six packs of beer, and they were also...
Honestly, being a part of a clique called the six-pack whores is crazy.
Wait, that sounds like a biker gang. How come I never knew about this? What was I doing? Oh, I guess I just wasn't fast, so I like just ignored it.
I'll tell you later who one of them was because she's like a known quantity.
All right, well, listen.
This is Courtney Kardashian.
I was never a part of a six-pack whore or a part of a bad girls club, though. I wish I were.
You were just bad.
I do think, yeah, I was bad. But now my boyfriend, we were just talking about this before we started recording, has made me want to be good because I love him and respect him. So I do think.
What about Will makes you want to be good?
Like he makes, like, I just love him, so I don't want to do anything that would jeopardize our love.
You guys are cute together.
I don't want to be an asshole. I don't want to treat him like shit, you know, because I do have so much love and respect for him.
That's a really good sign.
He's a good sidekick.
That's real love.
Like, I was watching you on stage at the Jane Hotel recently on your show. And then right next to her, she was like on a podium. And she was like, welcome, everyone. And you were like super dramatic. And like, you created, you had the stage
made. She had
made,
a stage built for her.
It was like very circular. She was like the ringleader of this like weird circus. And then next to her, is fucking Will DJing and picking music, and she just like snaps at him, and he'll make a funny joke, like burr, 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 and I was just like, this is amazing. He just sits there, plays sound cues.
It's true.
He goes down on you for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, he's like a fabulous DJ companion.
He is, and he's a great like life companion, and that's why I don't want to be a dick. So I do think that you can be a bad boy and you can be a bad girl and you can change.
I think that even if the whole point though is even if you don't like someone, you should still treat them with respect. And I think a lot of bad boys don't do that until they find someone that they actually like, and then they start changing. But it'd be better if they could just do it on their own.
Noah like, loves to tell me, he's like, when I was crushing pussy, when I was back in my days of whatever, sleeping around, I'm like, go on. And I'm like, you know, I can fuck everyone whenever I want, anytime I want, but go on, go tell me about your sexual days. And he'll be like, you know, I was crushing all these pussy, and I was like, I never disrespected them. I was honest from the beginning. And that's, I feel like, the most bad boy fucking asshole thing.
Yeah.
Be like, honestly, I don't want anything. I'm awful. And I'm like, you're still, I know that you're saying the word honestly. But and there's like a hint of whatever you think the truth is.
Yeah.
But like, you're a piece of shit and I hate you for telling me that you're emotionally, that you're not gonna, it's just no strings attached.
Well, that's right. The thing, like, I recently had a situation with a guy and he was like, I was honest with you from the beginning. It's like, then why are you calling me 10 times a day? Like, why are you like always available and like making me, and like his actions were speaking way different than what he was saying, and it's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think he was just really in love with you.
I don't.
But like, had some
that was a good humble brag. It's like, sometimes guys just text me like 100 times a day. Yeah. It's just so confusing.
No, but I just mean when they sit there and they're
what
like,
"What do I do with all this attention?"
No, they're like, "I don't want anything serious. I don't want to date you." But then they call you all the time, and it's like, "How is that?" That's like a mixed message.
See, that's where girls are wrong. Never accept that. If someone's like, "I don't know, I don't really want to date you," I'm like, "Then bye, get out of my fucking face. Don't waste my fucking time."
No, but it's hard to get to that point if you really like someone.
Oh, it's
too.
Day one of like, hey, nice to meet you. And I'm like, get out of my fucking face if you just want to fuck me, because that's not what's going to happen here. So fuck off. And they will get down on one knee and be like, will you move? move in with me. I have a record of like, I swing from one dick to another and then an instant like invitation to live with them, because I'm from the day one. I'm like, if you're just trying to fuck someone, there's 100 million six pack of hoes.
Whores.
And that's they're true. Six pack of whores, and they're just like waiting with their mouths and vaginas open. So do that, sir.
Right.
And leave me the fuck alone.
But that's
that took
really,
a lot.
But
that was a lot.
I know, but I'm saying
a
it's a lot to get
treated.
There. It's a lot, I feel like, to get there for some women, for me including.
No, it's really hard, because then they're like, okay, bye. And then you're like, but wait.
But also, I did do that too. I said that from day one, and then I just kept going on
well,
for longer.
Well, here's the thing about that specific bad boy situation. He's just a dick. Like, at the end of the day.
This guy that you were talking about earlier?
Yes. Yeah.
Can we talk about the Orthodox? Because that literally is, that's his reason. I mean, come on. Like, he's like traumatized by religion, possibly. Yeah. Possibly fucked up. Obviously has like mom issues.
No.
Can I say something before you tell us your story?
The nervous tick.
I'm biting my nails, everyone, because I'm nervous. I feel attacked.
Before you tell this whole story. Right. I just want to follow up on Esther's sentiment and say, I think that the sign of like the ultimate bad boy, the ultimate manipulator, the ultimate asshole is the guy who tells you up front, like, honestly, like, we can't date. This is just going to be physical, because they have like discovered that like if they have this like honesty thing up front, that it automatically makes all of their subsequent shitty behavior totally acceptable, because they were honest with you out of the gate about what the relationship is gonna be. To me, that is like the ultimate sign of a fucking dick bag.
I mean, I not to that. Always bring up the Holocaust, but that is kind of my thing. I always compare it. I was like, Hitler literally wrote a book about what he's going to do and everything. And just because he wrote that book doesn't make him a good person. Just because he was like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to annihilate everyone that's not like white and has blonde hair and blue eyes. Basically everyone at this table besides me. And and he like wrote it out. And then he was like really honest about it. So I'm always just like, oh yeah, Hitler was honest. Literally anytime a guy says anything, you can just be like, you're fucking Hitler. And then he'll stop it.
I mean, that actually is true. Like Hitler was like, I'm just gonna write this manifesto and then I'm gonna follow through with it, and because I'm being honest about it in my book, then it's like whatever.
Well, yeah,
you can Mandy Moore them and be like, listen, I just don't want you falling in love with me. That's my only one rule. That's, Josh Hartnett,
Josh Hartnett's so hot.
I mean, I guess he was, but then you see people that used to be high and you're just like, I know you're not anymore. I don't want to see a photo. I don't want to see a recent
I never
photo
was that into
him. He's cute. He's on Penny Dreadful now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
He's this werewolf on Penny Dreadful.
Oh, hey, Josh.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Well, my boyfriend introduced me to it, and originally I really resisted because I don't like scary movies and stuff. But then I watched Penny Dreadful and I discovered it wasn't that scary.
Oh. I don't like scary movies either.
Can we circle back to the fact that Jilly.
Okay, so basically, I'll just say.
Let's, Jilly, tell us the
but
tale.
But I don't want you to feel attacked.
I don't. I'm
Jilly, tell us the
I like
tale.
No, I just I want to attack him.
I guess what I would have to say is I don't think he's a. So basically, I was dating, not dating, I don't even know what we were doing, hanging out with this guy that's an Orthodox Jewish man. And he just said he couldn't marry me because of the fact that I've had sex with non-Jewish men. But it was just more. And the reason why that sort of made me very upset was because it's not that I've had sex with non-Jewish men. It's more just that he can't marry me because of his own religious reasons. And the fact that he put it on me, like, oh, well, if you hadn't done this, or like, oh, if you were like different, then we could be together, but you're not. Instead of like, if I were, you know what I mean? And so that's sort of like why I'm not too thrilled with that situation. But I don't think he's a bad person. I think that he's just confused and I got wrapped in that.
Here's
Are you guys having sex?
What a way to like shut women power down.
What
a monster.
To me, I'm like, come on, man. And the fact
I've hit on so many Orthodox Jews and they're always like, I can't. And I'm just like, fuck off.
There
are so many
Jewish.
Other Jews. There are so many hairy, sweaty, just like fat, smelly bankers out there waiting to put their dicks inside of you. I mean, just get out there. There's Wall Street, you know, like, what does he do for a living? Is he a butcher? Is a baker a tailor?
No.
a cobbler?
He's a teacher. Sure, as well as he's like a company that practices mindfulness.
Here's my issue.
But listen, be mindful of this.
I have nothing to talk shit about this guy. It's not.
Yeah,
that.
But I think maybe
I think
it
it's
is.
Just more the situation of like how it was handled and how then he acted after that, where he should have just stopped talking to me.
Why did you tell him you've had sex with
anyone? I didn't.
Anyone
I hung
else?
Up.
No, no, but like lie to him. What
because
if that was
lie.
What you did?
Like, why would you're I like, lie?
I'm a virgin.
Because the thing is, I like want to fall in love. I want to meet someone. I want to get married. I want to do all that. So like, why am I going to lie or start a
and
relationship off that's
false? Guaranteed, he has slept with women who are not Jewish women.
Of probably course, prostitutes. Orthodox Jews are like famous for like hitting up like strip clubs and prostitutes and then lying and then having like whatever
STDs
autistic kids and stuff.
No,
like
okay,
what's
listen.
With the double standard?
Well,
that's
no, that's
so
what I don't like. It's just the whole point is like if you can hook up with me and you can hang out with me and be with me, but you're saying you can't marry me. Like, don't just live.
I did that
your
to everyone
runway.
I dated.
You should just live it. Like,
but here's
all in.
Here's I what I find to be interesting about this specific scenario of
bad
a bad boy
is that he's just so Jewy.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like this person.
I love Jewish men. I have nothing against
there's
Jewish
men. There's just a well. There's so many out there.
I know.
I think that what's interesting about the situation is that you have a bad boy that is masquerading his bad boy tendencies under the guise of something that is seemingly perceived as like good and pure.
It's brainwashed. Right. He's been brainwashed in this like Orthodox religion. You don't want to get like pulled into that cult anyways. But you can tell him that you went to a mikvah and that you've been studying with an Orthodox rabbi. There are ways around it.
Listen, I go to temple every week.
Jeez.
And I love being Jewish and studying Judaism.
I do too.
And that's
but like,
where I'm at personally in life. So like obviously I'm going to be attracted to someone that is more religious. But I just think that this specific situation, he shouldn't have made it about me. He should have like made, it was it's his issue. It's not my issue. You know what
for
I mean?
For sure. You
and
can't
I think that's
agree.
The situation that
like you the way you are. I mean that's
yeah, like
awful.
That's I mean I shouldn't have to be questioning like who I've slept with. What I've done in my past, like who I am as a person. You know what I mean? I should just be able to exist and someone should love that.
Can't
you
have a clean slate? Can't, like, when you meet somebody, like, you both start from square one and just move forward together?
I mean, it's just, like, setting up for, like, failure when there's literally the perfect dude for you walking around the streets and instead you're wasting time being like, please love me. And he's like, no, you've had sex with other people. And you're like, so has everyone. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And there's literally like the greatest
at
guy
the
ever
end of
walking
the day,
around.
You
for
are
sure.
going to
probably
find...
married, but
probably dating someone else. No, for sure. And like, that's why this is the first time in my life where I've been interested in someone or dating someone or hooking up with someone that it's not going to work out and they're not treating me right and I've cut it off and like I don't talk to him.
But that's really
this
good.
This is the
this
first
is
time in my life
growth.
That I've done that and like I like ran into him on the street yesterday and was with Greta and was just sort of so just like
I saw him
back.
I was like bye.
Was like, oh my God, what the hell? And
it's like a Carrie Aiden moment. You're like flustered.
Okay, well,
If that was anything like anyone else, I would have texted them after and been like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. I was like really out of it because that's kind of how I am on the street. But like for him, it's like I don't need to say anything. I don't need to like, you know, I
how do you
worry about his
how
feelings.
Do you feel about him now?
Now, I mean, I still like for me, it's like I'm really like I hold on to things for a long time because I have a really hard time like letting go and dealing with acceptance. But I
you know what
feel...
works? Having sex with anybody else.
Yeah, I agree
well,
with
I've
that.
Girl, guy, it doesn't matter. I just mean, fuck something else and you'll get your mind off of
the
him.
The thing is,
I agree with that.
That's
how do
how
I
the
feel
human
about him?
Heart
I don't
works.
Know. I don't know how I feel about him. Like, I mean, obviously, like I still would like to give him a hug and see how he's doing, but like I can't.
Do you wish he would be your man?
I mean, he would have to change because I can't change. I am who I am.
No, you can't make him change.
Well, I wouldn't want to make him change. No, I wouldn't.
He'd
I just
have
mean
to change.
Like,
you'd have to change.
It just, yeah,
it's
I guess
right.
it wouldn't work. So whatever.
So it's a moot point.
He's yeah, what we call sure. a Mr. Wrong.
Yeah. Yes. So like yeah. I just don't talk to him and he doesn't talk to me and that's how life is. It's really weird though when you run into someone that you like really liked and you had all this like fun times with and then
chemistry.
You see them and it's sort of like it's like you don't even know each other anymore. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, we're not even friends. You
yeah.
know? Like that's a really weird thought to have.
Oh,
I'm
that's
so
like
terrified to run into my exes on
yeah.
the streets of New York
you're just
City.
Like, oh, like I don't know.
I love my exes. I give them big hugs and I go, remember that time? And then I'll say, like, when we were almost died in that car accident. And they were like, I was really high and now I'm sober. And I'm like, you're the best. Me and Noah talk about you all the time. And we both just love you. We should all get together. Bye. It's like the best thing ever is giving someone a big hug and being like, and then like referring to my current boyfriend and be like, by the way, me and Noah, like, he's yeah. like, maybe you shouldn't talk about me. And I'm like, no, it's like a fun story. Yeah. And I have like so many fun stories with so many fucking horrible people.
For sure. So
what's the baddest boy you've ever dated?
It's a tie.
Who like really
got to you?
Got to under you. Your skin. Well,
his name is Orson Omblowitz, and he's an he's an obese Jew. He was also on Funny Girls, which was really weird because I was like, there were I don't know what I can say, but it was a lot of like me being like, I fuck whoever I want, and I'm a big bossy bitch. And then they were like, okay, what else is there to your personality? I'm like, well, I guess there's this one guy. And they're like, let's get him on the show. And like, he's like this photographer or filmmaker. He's like very well read. And his
hold on. Is he from New York originally?
Oh yeah, he's from Red Hook, I think. But then he's
does
from
he have
LA
long black hair?
I mean, it's like long, curly. He's obese.
I think he is familiar.
He's like a big, hairy dude.
I'm not joking. I think he is good friends with my ex-boyfriend.
Who?
This guy, Nick Johansson.
I don't know, maybe.
All right. In New York. Anyway,
so you're on your show, and then they bring this guy on?
Well, no. I met this guy when I was visiting LA in like 2010, okay. And I was dating 3 or 4 guys at the time because I was just the summer, and I was like, oh, the dicks, which is 4, and that's all I could handle. But I like
a lot.
Very
I
much
barely
fell for
handle
him.
One
so. Oh, it's good. There was like one that was like wanting to like take me to the beach all the time. I didn't have a car at the time. And then one that was like just like funny and cool and like on the verge of being famous. That was fun. And then there was like another guy that was just like pathetic and just got arrested. So he was like emotional.
Yeah. So you had like a whole.
You had a diverse range of feelings there.
Yeah, but they were all like hideous Jewish men.
You're talking a lot of smack about the Jews right now.
I mean, I'm dating an attractive Jewish guy who's actually more religious than all of them, because like it is important to me too, as gross as it sounds. Like, I went to Jewish camp and I want a circumcised penis. Like, it's so weird, but
I feel you, girl. I want a Jewish
but Orson man, he like I like moved to LA, and he was like the I reached out again like 2 years after I visited. I then reached out and I was like, hey, remember me? And he was like, you can stay with me for a few days. And I had like my dog and my sister. And so then I had to like find a place for his dog. And then he's like, the dog can stay with my mom. And I was like, amazing. So I'd not really talked to him after like a big summer fling while I was also flinging with other people. Right. He didn't need to know that. And then I like met back up with him in LA. And then I was looking for a place and he was helping me out through the whole thing. And then I found a place like really across from him, but because I was so new to LA and so pathetic, I was just like working a weird job, and like I was like extras on sets, and I was just like, what do? I need headshots. And then he would like help me in little ways, but then it became me just being so totally infatuated with him, where I would like walk across the street every day and be like, hey, what's up, Orson? And then I would like have sex with him and like be like, what are you working on? Oh my gosh, that film is so cool, blah blah blah. And then I don't know, we like I don't know exactly how it got really blown up, but I was like crying after months of like us hanging out, and I was just like, I want this to be real or I'm leaving. And he was like, yeah, bye. And I'm like, what? And then I like spent like a year just like then it got even more pathetic. Then I was just like, where are you? I need you. Like, at first I had somewhat of like a lick of dignity by going over there every night and just like fooling around, no strings attached. But then it got into like a deep, dark place of just like stalking him, looking for his car on the street.
Oh god.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Oh, and then also like wanting to fuck up his car, and people tell me I have the face of a girl who could really fuck up a car. I get that a lot, and I've never, but I was just like, and I just got like really angry and then also emotional. And then I don't know, I finally found like more people to do it with, and like he kind of went dark on me, but I think that there was like a low point. Mm-hmm. I think he was at a party and I was waiting for him to get back, and I kept on being like, what's up. And then I think he was like, well, we're heading back now. I just got into a cab, and I was like really excited. And then I remember like waiting on his stoop, like this is the lowest point in my life. God. And then I was like waiting for him to get back so I could be like, hey, how are you? Oh, I missed you. Because it was super emotional, but I was pretending like it was like, I can't wait to get laid.
Right. Yeah.
But I was just like, I just want to see his face.
Yeah.
And kiss him. And then he did not come home. No. He went to a Thai restaurant. So I stood up because of chicken pad Thai and some like chicken skewers satay. Oh,
with peanut sauce.
Yes, chicken satay with peanut sauce. And then I just sat there.
Well, I think the thing with the bad boys.
All night.
Really all night.
Something like that. I was just really pathetic. I was 21.
A really great way to like avoid and like stay away from bad boys is to state your intentions like the first night. You know what I mean? Like if you're honest with yourself about what you want and all that shit, kind of like what you were saying earlier, when you meet guys now, you're like, I'm not going to like just fuck you.
Oh, yeah. So well, then like, I feel like there's categories of like there's guys you just want to fuck them.
Yeah.
And then there's guys that you like, and then you have to be like, listen, yeah, I don't fuck guys, but I'm not that kind of girl.
But right. I think that like saying that in the beginning is a great way to avoid being fucked with. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I agree with
stating your intentions.
Yeah. That. Which is like really 100%. Hard to do. This is the first time I've ever done that in my life with a guy, because I've always been like, oh, my God, I'm afraid.
Have you read the book Why Men Love Bitches? It's the lamest, cheesiest, dumbest book.
Why and I love it bitches? Will
change your life.
I love how every day now people are like, you got to read this book, it's gonna change your life. Like wow. Literally
you
like
it? Change it. I would yeah. love to- I've read it and then there's a PDF and I send it to every friend that's like, I'm wondering if this guy, the whole sum up of the book is like men like chase, and it's so dumb, but they do. So if you throw a pussy in their face, it's like, what the fuck, I don't care. It's like someone giving you free samples on the street. It's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
but then there's like a line around the block for the fucking for like best.
That's why people cream want
cronut thing, and now everyone wants it. So it's like just setting up obstacles. I'm just like, well, listen, I only eat Sugarfish sushi, and then they fucking take you to Sugarfish. And not In-N-Out. You just set your standards. You're just like, I told my boyfriend, I was like, your bed is a fucking joke. Let's get a king size bed and then a 4-inch mattress pad made of memory foam. And he was like, okay.
I know. And now he's like obsessed with it.
And I could have just been like, your dirty, gross, cum stained bed is amazing. And I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, no.
The 3,000 girls that he pretends that he had sex with. Maybe he did. I don't know. What I really want is a podcast where I interview every one of the hoes. And I was like, so tell me. Was he respectful?
Oh, my God. Lo, that's so funny.
Lo, who's the baddest boy you ever dated?
It's a serial killer.
Or the baddest boy for you?
God, I've dated so many.
The one that got under your skin. I think I know his name. Forever. It was like an ongoing 9-year, 10-year thing.
It's like another Jew.
Actually, no, he's not Jewish.
Not a Jew this time around. Yeah, we met right when I graduated from college, and
he promoted at clubs.
Oh, God, he was the worst.
I've been with a club promoter.
A presence in my life until I met my most recent boyfriend. And then I finally had the strength to be like, bye, bitch.
Wow, that's a long time. That's like 10 years.
Well, it's like, really, I feel like sometimes you have that really, guy you always go really back long to time. In it, between relationships.
Yeah, oh, it was yeah. like this on and off thing. Especially when I moved to New York, it became like easier for us to have a relationship because I wasn't constantly in LA, like, hitting him up and being like, hey, like, what are you doing tonight? Like, should I stay at the club until 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, until you have to leave? And then maybe you like, sneak out the back door and leave me there kind of a thing.
Would he do that?
Yeah.
Ew.
You guys, the shit we have all put
I
up mean, with.
I know. It's crazy.
Horrible. I was so pathetic and so into this guy. And this guy has, like, hooked up with so many girls, just like he's a monster.
But this is like a story where you do sound like a sweet person, and I feel like that's a lot of girls. It's like you fall for like a guy that doesn't like you back, but it's like, I don't even care if he doesn't love me back, I love him.
Right. And like, it's weird because we had such a long relationship that I think that he did have like really genuine feelings for me. He just like wasn't interested in a relationship. Because he just wanted all of the pussy all the time.
I feel like he respects you as a human.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you don't have a relationship with somebody for that long if it's like, if you totally hate each other.
Yeah.
He wasn't ready. He's a young guy. He like wasn't ready. And I think that is a really classic tale for a lot of women. You know, you like meet somebody who you're like so into. And I think for me, so much of it was physical, like emotionally, like not really there for me, you know, like
But I'm telling you, he's blinded by the dick.
Well, we get chemical reactions. It's like you get oxytocin, and then and then you're fucking hooked. And men are like, just conquered a bitch. And you're just like, I'm filled with a chemical that makes me truly addicted to your gross, multicolored penis.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's like...
Don't get me started on multicolored penis.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what's happened with that statement?
What?
Some penises go from like brown into pink or pink into brown or like beige into a darker beige. And I hate that.
Yeah. I've never paid attention to color.
An ombre. An ombre dick.
I hate that.
Ombre.
I hate that.
It's the worst when they go from like white to red.
White?
Or there's like a brown ring and you're like, explain it.
Yeah.
Do you have all the STDs? Because what I'm seeing is different colors on your penis.
Yeah. The multicolored penises are really crazy.
I do say, like, my boyfriend now has one color. It's just one solid color, and that's truly all I've ever asked the Lord for.
All you're looking for in a man is just a solid colored penis?
And a dead mom when I got there.
And he's Jewish.
Yeah.
That's a great joke.
Literally, he's your husband.
Yeah.
Maybe.
For sure.
So low. When you finally...
I proposed to him 3 times. He said, just wait.
When you decided that like enough was enough with this dude, did you say anything? Or was it just like you guys just stopped talking? Did you just stop hitting him up when you were in LA? How did that happen?
So for a long time, I just completely ignored. Just like Cesar Milan when he trains dogs. Ignore, ignore, ignore.
He is really the relationship coach.
A really great way to look at it. It's true though. You've got to ignore.
Like, you know.
I think Chelsea Peretti has a funny joke where she's like, your hot friends give you bad advice. They're like, baby, you need to ignore him. She's like, I haven't heard from him in 5 months. That doesn't work unless you're hot. I'm Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah. Like, I'm struggling to sort of find the words. Yeah, I ignored him for a really long time. And then, you know, I think I put my boyfriend on my Instagram like once or twice just to sort of like.
Oh, Instagram has been the ultimate tool.
You know, like let all the dudes know. Because for a while after my current boyfriend and I started dating, like a lot of dudes still hit me up. Like even though they knew I was dating somebody.
Sure.
And I just never responded to any of them. I completely ghosted on every single person. But the one guy in particular, the bad boy, like I did send him an email at some point. I was like, listen, like I'm dating the man I'm going to marry. Like I, you know, wish you the best, like peace. Because he asked me, he was like, yeah. Because he was like texting me and was like, did your phone number change? He emailed me. He was like, did you get a new phone number? And I finally emailed him back and was like, listen, like, I'm not giving you my fucking phone number. Like, I'm with this guy and like you can't be in my life anymore. And so I just sent the email and closed that door.
Yeah. It's like that takes a lot of strength though, actually, like shutting that door. That gives like so much anxiety when you're like, oh, now I'm actually.
I call Verizon and I'm like, can you block a number and make it so that I can't unblock it. Yeah. Like I put it on the phone company. Well, I'm like, this is now your issue, Verizon. You deal with this maniac.
It gets to that.
Yeah.
Like the
Which
dude
is me.
That
I'm the maniac. It's me calling him and not the other way around. How do you get it? Yeah. I have everyone. There's 100 people in my phone saved as do not call, asshole, don't text, don't pick up. You idiot.
Yep.
This guy's an asshole. Don't answer.
Yeah, I just delete phone numbers.
No, save them as don't, or save them as Derek Jeter or something fun.
Derek Jeter.
I love that. Did. The guy that I have spoken about before on our podcast that really threw me for a fucking loop was.
The juice guy.
Yes. Yeah. Was saved in my phone as asshole for a while. And then
asshole, don't call. Hello?
I always save guys by their like first letters.
You know, but like it doesn't work. You know what I mean? If I see asshole calling me, I'm answering the phone. I mean,
I
think
save
them about
all as
it.
Girl names. Right now it's Alyssa. It's like the next boyfriend. Like I
That's
save them as
so
like
funny.
Jessica. And then they're, or sometimes their mother's names. I'm just like, do I really want to call Anita Haynes right now? Absolutely not.
No, no, it's true.
That's funny.
That's smart.
Oh, so many weird mine.
It's so weird, though, that like all of the kind of people that I've dated recently are now all expecting kids.
All of them?
I mean, he is.
You're the magic touch.
I guess I am.
You're the last train. Yeah, you're the last stop on the train to baby town.
I literally am. I'm like the long kiss goodnight. I'm like, bye. After this, your life is over.
I do not want children.
Or your life might start when you have a baby, Greta. You never know.
People love that stuff. When people they have love like, nothing to do, they're like,
I love children.
I want to have a baby and I have shit to do.
Really?
Yeah, I have a lot of shit to do and I also want to have a kid.
Have you ever heard of something called gaslighting? It's so weird, yes. But someone sent it to me. No. And it's basically this article. I think it sort of explains this emotion, but it's like based off this movie where the guy like tricks the girl and she like kind of is in like a weird, I don't know, she's like in a weird
like trance
and a hypnosis. Okay. But sometimes guys will do this, and maybe this is what's happening to you. I don't know. I'm trying to like get you out of this world, but
where I want to get married and have a baby.
All of it, just all of it is gross. But just from the Orthodox guy to even caring, you need to date a fucking sexy Christian dude with a big old Jesus cross on his chest that like properly fuck you and be like, this is for Jesus. And then he like rips off his shirt and you're just like, woo! And he's just like, ride my face for Jesus. Like if I was a doctor, that's my prescription for you. Start dating Catholics that just want to like fuck all the time. That's what Catholics do, right? Oh, and then, but the gaslighting thing is sometimes guys will like get into your world and give you everything you want and tell you everything you want, and then they pull away, and then you're like, but I need it. And then you're like in a weird trance. But guys have weird ways of like getting in your head and pulling away. What you can do, obviously, is post hot pictures on Instagram, because men are just visual and they'll be like, oh, she looks hot. If you post a hot picture on Instagram, you'll get 9 text messages from thirsty fucking dudes that are jerking off to your social media.
It's so true. Guys are so visual. You know
what I think about? When I met my boyfriend on a podcast and I was dating someone else, and what did I do? Because I'm a genius. I couldn't stop thinking about him, and I was like, you know what? I'll give it a chance, because my boyfriend was at the AVN Awards, like the porn awards, and I was like, fuck him. So what
hold on. What was your boyfriend doing? Your ex-boyfriend doing?
He was doing like a comedy, like interviewing with porn stars, and I was like, dude, that's a dark world.
Yeah.
That's darkness. And like then I was like, you know what, whatever. So I was doing this podcast, this guy was sitting next to me who was like mysterious but also total wigger, and I was like, eh. And then I was like kind of thinking about him more and more. So what did I do is I was at Gotham that night, and I just like looked at his Instagram, and I liked just 4 photos right in a row, just 1 like, 2 like, 3 like, 4 like. And then like within 5 minutes, like right on time, I got a text.
Strong.
Hey, got your number from so and so, what's up? And I was like, I want to smoke weed. Bring me weed. Which turned into
your 5-hour relationship.
5-hour date, which turned into me going to Rochester. Then I invited him. He took an 8-hour train. This is no sex because I was in a relationship.
You know that he was on our podcast a week before saying that he would never do any of the things that he proceeded to do with you. We talked
like,
to him.
I would never move in with someone. I would never like.
I would never go on a trip with someone after just meeting them.
So on the podcast that we were at together, I was like, it was Yamanika's podcast, and I was like, I'm so in love with Matt. He is the best. We're actually about to move in together. Oh, he's the one. He's the one. He's the one. He's the one. So I'm sitting next to this guy just repeating like that my boyfriend's the one.
Making you so unavailable, which makes him have an even like bigger boner.
And then he was like, well, how'd you guys meet? And I was like, I was at this comedy show. I was dating someone else at the time. But then I saw him and I was like, oh, I like what I see. 6'6" Jew. Thank you. I'll take 2. And then Noah was like, oh, so you can be taken. And I was like,
whatever. And then it worked.
Yeah. Guy's like, he's like an athlete. He just wanted to like score some points on the fucking 3-pointer at the buzzer. I don't know. They're like chases.
It sucks though, because there is like the chase aspect for bad boys and for bad girls is so addicting.
I know. Maybe you only like bad boys. See, I don't like players.
You have to go to a Christian guy today and be like, listen, you're really hot, but I can't fuck you because you're Christian. And then fuck him anyways. No, you really need like a Jesus-loving guy. It'll get you. I went to Israel. It was like I had this like crazy Orthodox experience, like studied in Israel. I got so brainwashed, so sucked into religion. And I was like, must wear long skirts. It lasted for 2 weeks. And then I was like celebrating Shabbat. And then all of a sudden I was like, no, I need to snap out of this. This is not who I am at my essence. And then I had sex with some guy who had like Jesus stuff all over his apartment. And I was like, There we go. After that, I was all good.
But I feel like that's an episode of Broad City.
It's really
my
funny.
My life is an episode of Broad City. Yeah. My face is an episode of Broad City.
No.
I can't get out of it. I watched the show like they stole this from my brain cells. Everything on that show is from my brain, and I feel like I've been robbed.
I think that... I think that from being with many a bad boy, I feel like Will is actually the first guy that I've ever been with that's actually been a nice, good boy.
He looks like... He's like a good boy in a bad boy's body.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I like so that. Yeah.
Noah's a black guy in a white guy's body.
Will is also a black guy in a white guy's body.
Will looks... Will
but also, Lo, your boyfriend is a good guy in a bad boy's body, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boyfriend was a real bad guy.
But no. Then you came along.
He's real good.
But what do you think it...
So what you're all saying is you're all dating bad boys who have now changed to be good.
It's like one person.
I will.
You kind of have to... I feel like you have to kind of let the guy, in a weird way, pick you in a weird way. Like, I knew that Noah had a crush on me for like a year. But like, I wasn't really sure about him. But the fact that he liked me a lot was like... Okay, what is this? He's like traditionally just like Mr. Pimp Playa, whatever rap lyric you want to put in there. And then he liked me, and that's why I was like, oh, I'll give him a chance. You have to let a guy, if a guy, it's annoying and it sucks, but a lot of the relationship stuff comes from like a guy being like obsessed with you. Yeah. And then you caving
and
into
you deserve that.
I always think the guy should be more obsessed than the girl anyway.
Yeah, that's how life works.
I think it's
it works really nice that way.
I would like to get some advice. If I am a girl and I am addicted to a bad boy, like so many of us are, like here's the fucked up thing is I feel like now I'm finally over the point where I even want to see that guy that really tortured me.
Because I don't even want to talk to Orson. If he was in front of me, I'd be like, what's up, fatty?
Yeah, if that guy that really, really like took me on a roller coaster ride of life, if I were to see him, I would literally just look at him in the face and be like, mm-hmm, yeah, your dick is crooked. It literally is.
To a Chelsea Brady coat.
That's what I would
crooked
do.
Dick.
What would you guys say as words of advice for a girl that can't get over a bad boy or can't move on from a bad boy? What do you think they should do? I'm going to start this with Lo.
Okay. Well, I think that getting on another dick real quick is super important.
Okay, number one.
I was gonna say the exact same thing.
Okay, so number one, Jen, I agree with that.
That's step number one. Step number two, state your intentions. Like, if you are not brave enough to stand up for yourself and be like, listen, bro, I want to date you seriously, or whatever it is that you want. If you don't state your intentions, he doesn't actually know. And, like, that's on you.
I've talked to a lot of comedians. I feel like I have a lot of candid conversations with male comics because I'm like, men are like this. And they're like, I never know. Right. And then, but they'll always say, like, if a girl usually, I'm like, why me? Why did you want to be my boyfriend but, like, no one else's? And then they'll be like, well, usually I'll date a girl and then it kind of fizzles and then it's confusing. And then she's, like, waiting for me to put a label on it.
Right. Yeah.
And you were like, I'm either going to leave if you don't make me your girlfriend right now. And so that's the ultimatum.
Yeah.
Ultimatum fighter.
I think it's just being honest with what you want.
Yeah, it's like, not necessarily an ultimatum. It's just like,
I'm a little more aggressive.
Like with my boyfriend, he asked me on our very first date, like, what my intentions were. He was like, so, like, are you just like dating a bunch of people? Like, do you go out all the time? Like, what's your deal? And for the first time in my life, I was honest. I said, honestly, no, I'm past that point in my life. I'm looking for the one.
Yeah.
And then we became.
And you said, either you in or you out, playa.
I did that too, but then he was like, bye.
Yeah, it's amazing to be like,
fine. You have to be ready for that when you say that.
Yeah. Oh, another thing, this is sucky to like admit about me and every woman I know and love. I feel like as a group, or I'll just say I, but it is everyone, is like get kind of clouded in this like romance of a guy and like just thinking about a guy like guy, and it's like I'm so fucking boy crazy, and it's like, wait a second, why don't I make a vision board about my perfect career, and why don't I fucking go and write a fucking script about this guy torturing me. Why am I not, you know,
like focusing your energy on something that's more productive for yourself?
Put it in your act, like getting like really, really into yourself and just masturbating all over yourself. Just start masturbating, like artistically, creatively. Just visualize, go fucking shopping and look fabulous and walk down the street and count how many catcalls you get per sidewalk. Like just falling in love with yourself, and that's hard. I feel like I always fall in love with guys, and then there's like this weird Hemingway quote. Unless it's misquoted. I feel like everything on the internet is misquoted. It's like, oh, the universe is powerful. Albert Einstein. It's not true. but I think that there is a quote that's like, sometimes you love someone else so much that you forget that you're special too. And it's like, fuck, that's happened to me so many times where I put all my love onto someone and then I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I don't have any love left for myself.
It's so true.
So big time when people start walking over you is a lot of the time it's when you're not loving yourself, and it's just so silly and simple.
I think women really are guilty of that.
I think that I have the instinct of just wanting to be a caretaker all the time. So then, like, I just want to give and give and give, that I, like, never take a second and just give to myself.
Yeah, you forget about yourself, your own needs.
I do want to be a fly on the wall in Greta's Bad Girl stage.
It was
me too.
Can I get a little whiff of what it was?
I was there for part of it.
So Lo, you were there. You were there too.
I'm a bad girl.
Let me put it to you this way:
reformed.
I like successfully had sex with like three dudes in like 17 hours.
At one point, successfully. What would like an unsuccessful thing?
Well, like if mutual parts didn't
success is orgasm.
Yeah, if it, like six mutual orgasms. Parts didn't come to completion.
Got it.
That's six orgasms.
Okay.
One per each.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of orgasming. You know, I just like, for me, and I am different than Jilly and Lo. I feel like, I don't know, Lo. Maybe you were good at this too at one point, but. So easy for me to have casual sex. Like, it was way easier for me to fuck someone and never talk to them again. Like, for me, that was the ideal situation. I could meet someone, be super attracted to them, and just know, probably dealing with, like, my own confidence and my own complexes that I had. But, like, the way that I felt powerful and validated and sexy was just, like, by being able to, like, oh, I see you. I'll fuck you. And then I'll never fucking talk to you again. And that was my mentality for so long. And like, the reason why I cheated on ex-boyfriends was because I also had to fulfill that desire in me. Like, I had to assert my sexuality and my power through just like fucking other people. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't
when I have low confidence or like kind of feeling bad, I feel like there's like an urge for me to like walk down the street and be like, I can fuck anyone I want.
Exactly.
And it's like this weird confidence where it's not.
Well, it's just like knowing, you know, it's like just knowing that you have that. So for me, when I was like really just didn't have that much self-love, I would just have sex with like everyone. A lot of people. And don't get me wrong, I don't regret any of those moments in my life.
Did you ever have sex with John Mayer?
I fucking wish, honestly. I wish I had sex with John Mayer.
Okay. I can feel you having sex with the guy from American Pie, Jason
Biggs.
Yeah,
really. I can
He's
envision
like
myself
happily married to
I
a really could, like awesome kind of.
I know, but I'm saying like, I could
live
see
in this neighborhood.
I could see Greta have had mean sex with him, like in his.
See,
in his back
I
in the
did
day.
See Sean see? William Scott a bunch, and he is super cute, and I did want to fuck him. He lives
really
in my
not.
Neighborhood.
Because that was my crush in high school.
Which Equinox?
He's so yeah, and Jav. He's always
looking
on the treadmill.
For a new Equinox.
He's the
WeHo
best.
To Soho.
So I don't know, you guys. I think that I was a bad girl, but being with Will has made me not want to be, because I'm like, oh, you are this person that is willing to respect me and like give me so much. Like, I should respect you and give you so much in return too. Right.
And I feel like you're trying to partner. I feel like it's always like for me. Maybe I'm just so obsessed with my career.
I am too. I think the four of us are all very career-driven women.
Yeah, so it's like, who is going to be the lucky one to assist me in being
Beyonce?
It's
so true.
For sure. And I always feel like I go for guys that have like less of a career than I even have, which is like crazy. I should be not doing that.
I used to do that. And then I used to date guys that were like kind of more successful, and I was their opener. Fuck that. And then I would date open micers that thought I was just like – king of the universe because I've been on television and fuck that. And now I'm dating like a true equal.
Yeah.
And Noah really would nice. Not call me that. Not
but I feel like, Lo, your boyfriend is your equal too.
Yeah.
He is a businessman. He has a successful business. You have your own successful business and you guys complement each other in that way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's my partner. We're just equals. And I think that's why it works.
Do you live together?
Yeah.
You guys,
this is our home that you're in.
Cool.
I think that we've just cracked the code. I think
have,
that it's
I'm
about...
I'm still very confused over
no,
here.
Jilly, this person, this dick fuck that honestly, I swear, if I see you on the fucking street, I will
can we
not
get
do
rid of
anything.
This number? Call Verizon right now.
I haven't talked to him. I've not messaged him in...
He's a bugaboo.
Since I said
he
bye.
Is a bugaboo.
What's that a is, bugaboo?
Oh, my God.
You're bugging me.
You're bugging,
child song. Song.
You're bugging what? You're bugging who? You're bugging me. And can't you see it ain't cool because it's not hot when you be calling me pigeon meat. Yeah, okay. This is what's
you're
happening.
Also all right. A wigger.
Yes.
Let's go. Let's move on to our favorite section of the podcast.
Why do you want to move on? What's going on? How are you feeling about this ortho Jewy McJuice?
I've already moved on from him. I feel like I'm in a really great place. I'm really.
You're going to promise you're not going to text him again?
Yeah, I haven't. You guys know that. I haven't.
She hasn't listened to this episode of the podcast.
Oh, I do this thing with my very best friend. It's like such a silly. Instead of doing a vision board, I'm like, tell me about your date last night. And then she has to improvise about this incredible first date that she went on. About this awesome guy. And you can throw in any details. You can be like, he plays for the Lakers. You could just be like, it was John Mayer. But you can create this perfect date. So how was your
see,
date last night?
I don't even
night?
Know what my perfect date would
how
be.
Was it amazing?
I gotta think about this.
All you have to say is, oh my gosh, the date was amazing and he was great. How was your date last night?
The date was amazing and he was great.
Does he really like you?
Yeah.
Is he obsessed?
Maybe.
Is he Jewy? How Jewy is he?
Very Jewy.
Wow.
Did
I'm so
last night?
Yay.
No, we're visualizing the date.
This is pretend.
Oh, God. They're visualizing a date that I haven't been on with nice Jewish
okay.
man.
All right.
There you go.
Well, I think that we're ready to transition into sexploring, but I think that just to put the cherry on top of our discussion is that love yourself. And I think that if you really come to self-love, you won't let assholes walk all over you. It's and I true. Think asserting your position in the relationship.
Also, yeah. Men are attracted to bitches.
And be honest about what you want for yourself, because that's when someone's going to give you what you need.
Be a bitch. When they, my mom says when they invite you to lunch, when they invite you to lunch, be like, sorry, I'm busy. And when they invite you to brunch, you're also busy. But when they invite you, when they invite you to Friday night dinner, you're available.
I agree with that. And I don't
except if you're a comedian, then it's weird because I'm like, I have a show.
Yeah, well, then you're like, actually, I can do breakfast.
Yeah.
I have a new excuse where I'm just like, I'm reading tonight. Literally, that's what I've been saying when I don't want to hang out with guys.
That's cool.
I agree with Lo.
I like don't know why like standing up for yourself or like being honest and open is like labeled as bitchy. I hate that.
I hate it too.
I hate the title of that book.
No, it is the wrong title. It's not.
It's
it should be called Men Nice Love Men Strong like Opinionated. Well,
it should
I don't
just
know
be like how
true.
To be assertive, because I do agree. Like
how
I don't
get what you want.
Lean
yeah.
in.
You deserve.
How to be yourself.
Yeah, and if that involves, you know what, fucking tough luck. If you can't deal with me telling you what I want and what I need, then bye. I literally don't have time for you.
I agree.
Okay, what I do have time for is our sexploration, and we are...
Let's try this for the third time.
We are going to be talking about finally. Our biggest turn-ons, what we see in dudes that just, you know...
We did.
Tickle us down under. I'm going to start, because you know I love starting with people. Yeah. I love going in a circle today.
Do it, Greta.
Jilly.
Oh, what am I interested
what
in?
Really makes you hot? What gets your blood going?
I like facial hair and tall men.
Scruff?
Yeah.
Scruff and tall.
Mm-hmm. And I used to be into like skinny guys, and now I'm more interested in like someone a little bit more built.
Duh.
Nothing too crazy.
Like you don't want a bodybuilder.
No. Hell no. I would rather die, unless they were like really nice and I fell in love with them. But I'm not really that attracted to bodybuilders, no. I would say like a medium, just like...
What about clothing? Is there any like clothing items that turn you on?
Man purse.
Listen, I'll tell you what doesn't turn me on. Square toe Aldo shoes.
Yeah, well, that's God. For sure. A square toe loafer in general.
Yeah, just a men in square toe shoes do not turn me on. I would say like, yeah, I like want a nice kind of stylish guy, but no one that takes himself too seriously. Mm-hmm. Really what I just want is like an average nice person.
Do you want yourself?
Pretty much. Although I don't think I'm average.
You're above average.
I think I'm above average.
So,
Jillie's... Oh, I meant like average nice. Like, is it the niceness is average?
Yeah, because I'm still like sassy. So I still need someone that has like some
can
sort
match.
Of bite.
You just want your counterpart.
Yeah, pretty much.
So in order to get into Jillie's pants, you need to have scruff and be tall. And and
but tall for me is just over 5'9".
Okay.
Have
so
you
that's
thought about this is gonna be weird. Jewish guys all wanna fuck their moms. I'm sorry. And all their moms have brown hair and if I could recommend one thing for you,
but to, you know, natural you used to have pink hair. No, I'm not changing my look. If you don't like this, sorry.
Go back to Jewy. It'll attract Jewy. That's
whatever.
All.
This is it. You know, I have.
I love the blonde. I love the blonde.
There has to be
but
a
if you want to attract,
that's interested in blondes.
There's a lot of Jewish guys that want blonde girls for a night. They call them shiksas, but it's like, you know, I think a little bit, I don't see visual. I like really go for like what's deep down on the inside, but men are weird visual dogs and they just see something and they want it because it looks like fucking their mother. It's always that. And, or whatever it is. So it's like,
it's true. Just well, like people sorry, have daddy I, issues, people there, have mommy
I'm gonna have
issues.
To find a guy
I like
whose
the, you the way you are.
Bleached hair.
You know who I think you should date? Who? The pitcher for the Mets, Noah Syndergaard. He is so
name.
Hot and he
he's
works at my gym. I don't think he's Jewish, but he is very hot. And I was just showing
Which
him
is
to
the same thing as being Jewish.
Lo, what turns you on?
I like forearms.
Ooh.
I know that's really weird.
No, it's not weird.
I like that.
But like a nice forearm and like a nice hand. Like nice arms. Like really.
I'm a like hand arms. Girl.
I know that's totally weird, but
I like the shoulders.
Yeah. I'm also like, if I saw Jill like 100 yards down the street, but I didn't know it was her, I would be able to like know that it was Jill just from like what she looks like. And so like, I really remember people by like very specific parts of their bodies. Like, I don't know. It's just the way my brain works. And so like forearms, like always been like really.
So you remember.
Yeah.
So you don't have face recognition, but you have forearm recognition.
Yeah, I do.
Great.
So forearms is your biggest turn on. That is funny and odd. And
I think
like
I could identify every single person in my life from their ass.
Are you an ass girl?
Naked or in pants?
Pants.
Wow. What's your biggest turn? Like, physical attribute?
And I like women's butts. I don't give a fuck about men's butts. I like a nice female tush. Men, which is, am I bisexual? I don't know. I was into this look for a while, and I was just trying to find people that match that look, and I did a very good job. Mm-hmm. And it was the, like, Adam Driver look.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
like
I just,
brooding long
you are in the, into that look.
I found it over and over. Matt Lieb, if anyone's interested, he's single. broke up with him. And then I was really into, like, the John Belushi kind of, and then I went for, like, a lot of guys in that realm.
Yeah.
So I literally have a celebrity crush and then I find someone who's exactly like them.
That's so funny.
And then most recently, I don't know, I mean, I love tall guys, but I also like, I have a few different body types. There's one that's like tall and really scrawny and skinny and like used to do heroin, and then there's another type that's like Jewy and looks like Adam Driver, and then there's this like weird type that I like that's like a fat kind of gluttonous. I think it all has to do with addictions, just different ones.
Yeah,
but now I'm dating this like big, tall, strong,
he
beefy,
kind of has like
shoulder.
An Adam Driver thing besides his face. He's like the same tall body. No,
yeah, he's not exactly like the type that I was always like going after. And in a weird way, I think girls really like his look, and I really love him for what's on the inside.
Yeah.
It sounds so weird that it sounds like I'm not attracted to my boyfriend. I am, but it's not like I picked a celeb and now I'm like dating someone who kind of looks like him, but it's like a real love.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's
it feels more real.
That's why I have such a hard time with these stupid fucking dating apps.
He has
because
big
it's like,
guns.
I need to talk to someone in person to see if I like them. Like,
yeah.
I can't tell from a photo if I'm going to like someone.
It's
I just
so true.
Can't.
Mm-hmm.
See, I say the opposite. I need dating apps because I need to see a picture of you before we have a conversation.
I mean, some people are just more
Visual. I need to know what a guy looks like in front of Machu Picchu before we have any kind of interaction. Yeah, okay, I need that app.
You need to see how they look posing with a tiger.
Yeah.
Like baby bottle feeding a baby literally, tiger in India.
Yeah, sir. What do you look like? Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Greta?
You know what's weird that I've noticed about myself is I've been really attracted to guys that have freckles.
Ooh, I like freckles. Oh, I love freckles.
Like little freckles. Like Will is freckly. My ex-boyfriend was freckly. The guy that was a white man. The guy that was a dick to me was freckly. They're all kind of freckly. And I like, typically I go for tall men.
Who are all definitely born in America.
I go for tall men that are allergic to the sunshine.
See, Will is the first guy that I've dated that is very, very sun, like prone to sunburns.
Oh, I guess the other thing I was gonna say is every guy that I like always has like glasses in a side part.
Interesting.
Is that weird?
You can put glasses in a side part on anybody.
I do,
but they all have like a weird hair, like slicked back situation, or like some
I
sort
used
of
to buy the same shoes for every single guy I dated. They all have matching shoes. If they all met each other, they'd all have the same shoes. But well, Noah so is the funny. Only one who has like dope ass sneaker
the kind of
collection.
Shoe?
I would get him the Clark Desert boot. They'd be like wearing
oh my god,
kind of
Will
weird
just
shoe
got a
from
pair
like
of Clark
Payless,
boots.
And I was like, can I get you a gift? It'll change your life.
Yeah.
And it's like $130 or $40. I would buy them for every single guy I dated. I'm just like, when you're around
that is
me,
so funny.
These are the shoes you wear.
That is so funny because Will just got those.
Good for him. Was it? Yeah, the Clark Desert boot. And they're like, what is it? And I'm like, shut up and wear them.
It's true.
Like, Google it.
I do, for me, I do need a man with scruff. I love a scruffy-faced guy. I'm not really, it's clean shaven men, unless you're, I don't know. I mean, when I have celebrity crushes, right now I always find black men super attractive, but right now I'm like seeing them and I'm like,
I like feminine man buns.
Actually, we had a funny episode with your boyfriend, Noah, and we talked about our celeb crushes, and Lo said Eddie Redmayne or whatever his name is.
What
did
Noah say?
Really
like,
hot.
You like redheads? He like went into this whole thing about it. He's like, it was pretty funny.
That was really funny. What was Noah's celeb?
Noah's was Lola Kirk.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
She's on Mozart in the Jungle.
No, she's a great
porn star. She's Jemima Kirk's sister.
Oh. I don't know who she is, but I'm sure
she's gonna Google it in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. After
he bought me a ticket to go see my mom for her birthday. Like, we're good. I don't care whose celebrity crush is.
Nice.
It's Esther Steinberg.
Esther, so thank cute. You so much for being on the show. I think Jilly would like to talk about one more thing.
I feel like I need to apologize to Jilly for like tearing you apart because I just want greatness for you.
No, I want greatness for myself too, which is why I am being honest with myself and I'm not talking to men that aren't interested in dating me. But I think that we need to end with Lady Lovin'.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Our favorite.
We would never forget a Lady Lovin'.
Yeah, I thought that you had something else to say.
No, I just wanted to make sure that we shouted out a Lady Lovin'.
Esther, thank you for joining us. And please.
This is a good Jemima segue.
Let us know who your Lady Lovin' is.
I'll do a shout out to my Lady Lovin', which is kind of inspired by Will's amazing joke. He has like this awesome joke that I saw and I was like, literally it's my favorite bit I've listened to in a few months, and he basically tears Lena Dunham apart the way that everyone does on the internet and then starts talking about her accomplishments, and he does it in such a hilarious way that fuck, I wish I wrote the joke, which is that's the highest compliment when I watch someone.
That
I was
really
like,
is.
Fuck, I could have written that joke and I didn't and I wanted to, and now I love him. And so it's Lena Dunham for like, I just really liked this past season and I'm writing my own show right now and I'm just like, fucking, she fucking rocks. How do you sit and write a fucking brilliant show and then this past season was so delicious and then she takes all this heat from her physical appearance, which is like, who gives a shit what Albert Einstein fucking looked like? He's a genius.
Yeah.
So no one's like, but he had weird split ends. It's like, no, you're missing the point that she's fucking awesome and you're fucking doing nothing.
Yeah.
And he nailed it, and I was like, cheers to Lena Dunham.
I love Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham's great. So Lena Dunham.
I love that joke that Will does, by the way.
It's a good one.
It's fantastic.
It's a good one.
Cool.
So
well,
it's a shout out
really
to Will
fun.
And Lena.
Yes.
With a big
We've
heart.
We've never shouted
them.
Out a man in Lady Lovin', but yeah. Will's getting the side shout out.
Will is an
for
honorary
women.
Woman. He's an honorary woman. He's a lesbian.
I just want to put a little rouge
women.
On him.
Oh. So Esther, where can all of our amazing listeners find you, follow you, etc.?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Esther K, E-S-T-E-R-K-A-Y, and Instagram Esther.Steinberg. And then also watch my YouTube clips. I'm putting out some new sketches. And I'm going to be in, where is it? I'm going to be at the end of May, like May 20th, that whole weekend. I'll be in D.C., the D.C. Draft House. And then in the middle of July, like, oh no, June 20th, I'll be at the Providence Connection. That was like really hard for me. It's on my website.
May 20th, D.C., July June 20th.
June. Yeah, around those two dates.
And people can find your tour dates on your website.
Make sure you Google it.
Google it. But I'm coming to you, Providence, Rhode Island. And
D.C., my home.
D.C., your home.
Yay!
Invite all your home.
Yes, everyone at my home, go and see Esther. She's the best.
Invite your mom so I can talk about Noah's Hebrew tattoo and how bizarre it is to give him blowjobs with it.
Okay, cool.
Well, this was a good episode.
Thanks for listening, guys. Love
thanks
you.
Thanks for listening. And listen again. And also give us all the best ratings in the world.
Tune in next week. Bye.
Bye.